بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we will try to study and ponder upon chapter 83, Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Allah the Almighty says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Wail is a word used to threaten and warn those who are addressed by it. Some say that it is a valley in hell where the discharge coming out from private parts of the people of hell, coming out from their wounds, coming out from anything that is dirty and filthy, runs like a river. So when Allah says, Waylun, which means that this person being addressed is worthy of such a valley. Other scholars say that wail is a common Arabic word for threatening and warning, which means may destruction be upon you. May you be killed if you do this thing that you're not supposed to do. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, woe, wail, woe to the mutaffifin. And who are these mutaffifin? Who are they? They are described afterwards. Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Their description is, those who when they have to receive by measure from men, demand full measure. And when they have to give by measure or weight to men, they give less than due. Now, what is the action of at-tatufif, which the noun al-mutaffifin is derived from? What is it? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that there are two forms of measurement, a form by size and a form by weight. Nowadays, size we measure by liters, weight we measure by pounds or kilograms. And this is how they used to sell and buy in the past. Mainly speaking, they used to use al-kayla, which is like a jug, and they know how to weigh things with through size, that is. And we have what is known as sa'. And one sa' is what is due upon each one of us, for example, for Zakatul Fitr, the charity that we give at the end of the month of Ramadan. Each individual has to give one sa'. And one sa' is a size measurement that is equivalent to 4 mud. And mud is whatever gathers in the palms of your hands. This is mud. So 1 scoop, 2, 3, and 4, this consists a sa'. The second measurement is by weight. So Allah is telling us that woe, destruction, and may they be killed or cursed, those who play with the measurements, whether by size or by weight. Because their description is as follows. When they buy, they make sure that they get the exact amount. Nothing less. If they can, they would get more. So if you buy a kilogram of rice, you make sure that what you receive is more than a kilogram. And you would never ever let go a single gram. But when you sell a kilogram of rice, you always try to reduce it. So 990 grams, 950 grams, as much as possible. And this type of cheating was well known with the Arabs, especially those of Medina, but even the people of Mecca. Because they had nothing to prevent them from doing this. See, cheating is something that most of humans have, except those whom Allah Azza wa Jal perfected their character. And without any outside interference, they will continue to cheat. So the Muslims have their belief in Allah and the Day of Judgment. And this is what prevents me from cheating you. And this is what prevents him from giving you lesser weight. And this is what prevents him from lying to you. Because we all believe in the Day of Judgment. The people elsewhere may be honest in their transactions, not because they believe in Allah, but mainly speaking because the law is on their backs. So if they did the wrong move, they'll end up with the law causing them trouble. And there is a minority who do not cheat and lie, not because they believe in Allah or the Day of Judgment, but because Allah has perfected their character, and most likely these will be guided to the truth. But there is a possibility that they may not. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, woe to those who do this, because they are cheating Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ This happens everywhere. Not only in measures of size or weight. It happens in our obligations and rights. See, every individual has obligations upon him. And every individual has his own rights. This goes everywhere. So a husband has obligations. He must feed his wife and children. He must provide for them. He must give them a shelter. He must take care of them and tell them what to do and what not to do. He must guide them to what pleases Allah. These are his obligations. You cannot escape them. You must do them. Even if your wife is a multimillionaire, yes, you have to. She's not obliged to spend a single penny on you or on your kids. And you have rights. So they are obliged to obey you, to be kind to you. Your wife must be loving to you, obedient, cooks for you, cleans for you. Your children are like this. Unfortunately, the majority of us is among these mutaffifeen. When it comes to our rights, we're not capable of neglecting a single right. We want it to the fullest. And when it comes to our obligations, we tend to look the other way and maybe try to run away and escape with as little as possible. We don't want any obligations. We don't want to do any of them. And this goes for the wife. And this goes for the children, and this goes for the parents, and this goes for the neighbors. Each and every one of us, we have obligations that we have to fulfill, and we have rights that we may ask for. Unfortunately, it is always the case here, that we tend to be among the mutaffifeen. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal has warned us, not only in such measurements, but also in all kinds and all aspects of life. When it comes to subjects and the ruler has obligations. He has to fulfill towards his subjects, towards his country. But he has rights over them as well. So what happens if he doesn't fulfill his obligations toward us? Do we have the right not to give him all of his rights? And the answer is no. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, to people who fall under the same scenario, أَدِّ مَا عَلَيْكَ وَسَلِ اللَّهَ مَا لَكَ. Do your obligations, but when it comes to your rights, ask Allah for them. It is not permissible for a woman whose husband is ظالم. He doesn't fear Allah. He doesn't fulfill his obligations towards her. It is not permissible for her to say, I'm going to do the same for you. I'm not going to do this or do that. No, you have to fulfill your obligations towards your husband. A son whose father is not treating well or who is favoring other of his siblings over him, he's not permitted to come and say, okay, I'm not going to obey my father. I'm going to be disrespectful to him. I'm going to shout in his face because he's not doing his obligations towards me. This is the kind of tatfif that Allah Azza wa Jal is warning us from. And then Allah Azza wa Jal warns us and says, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Don't they think that they will be resurrected for reckoning? And think here is not to suspect or doubt. Think or dhan in Arabic can be doubt and it also can be certainty. And here Allah Azza wa Jal is telling them, aren't you certain that there will be a day of reckoning? This day of reckoning is on a great day, لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What will happen on that day? The day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of the Alameen, of the jinn and of the ins, and everything else that is created. Don't they think that this would happen? And Allah Azza wa Jal is opening our eyes. Listen, you will be held accountable for what you do and for what you say. We have a short break. Stay tuned and we'll be right back, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So Allah Azza wa Jal is warning those who sin, those who do not do their obligations, yet require their rights to the fullest. Especially those who sell and buy, when they insist on getting the best quality when buying, while when selling, they give grade 2 or grade 3. Insist on getting the best and the fullest of weight or size when being measured to. But when selling, they would always reduce that and cheat on that. Allah says, don't they think that they will stand on a great day for reckoning and that Allah Azza wa Jal would hold them accountable? Allah the Almighty had made the day of resurrection so that each one of us would be held accountable for what they had done. And from this, we learn that Allah the Almighty has forbidden the cheating in transactions. No matter what kind of cheating that is, even by concealing the defects or by lying and deceiving or by, like they used to do, reducing the weights and measurements. And this was done in previous nations, in the nation of Madian, and their prophet was Shu'aib, peace be upon him, who came to them and warned them that what you're doing is unacceptable by Allah Azza wa Jalla. You have to weigh in fairness and you have to be just in your transactions. You have to be just in your transactions because this is what Allah has ordered us to do. And also, from these verses, we surely understand and believe that the inevitable is going to happen. The day of judgment is coming. It's a day of reckoning and recompense. You will be held accountable for every single thing you did or said. So you have to fear that day. And that is why whenever someone tells you, fear Allah, you should fear Him. Don't be arrogant. Don't say, no, I'm not going to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't be in a state of denial and insist on doing what you should not be doing. You have to fear Allah Azza wa Jal because you will stand before Allah the Almighty and you will pay. Then Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the conclusion, talks about how the people will be divided into two, people of hell and people of heaven. Allah says, Kalla inna kitab al fujjari lafi sijjin. Nay, truly the record of the fujjar is in sijjin. What is the meaning of fujjar? Fujjar comes from the word fujur. And this incorporates all bad things, such as disbelief, such as shirk, such as associating others with Allah, and sins, transgression. All of this is falling under the umbrella of al-fujjar, those who commit these heinous acts. And Allah tells us that their record book, and it's recorded in it, good or bad, where is it? It's in Sijjin. And what is Sijjin? This is what Allah says afterwards, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ. What is Sijjin? Sijjin is the lowest level of earth. Some say that this is where hellfire is. And some say, no, hellfire is somewhere where Allah Azza wa Jalla only knows where it is, and this was not disclosed to us, and this is the most authentic opinion. So, their record books is in the lowest part, which means that it has the worst of content. And what is this record book? Allah Azza wa Jalla explains that by saying, Kitabun Marqum. It's a record, a register inscribed. So it is a record and it's in writing. And this writing, nothing is added to it or deleted from it. It is exactly what you had done. This is from Allah's fairness, yet there is more to that. The hadith, which is authentic, the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, when an individual sins, Allah Azza wa Jal orders the angel that writes the sins down in this record to uplift the pen for 6 hours. If the individual repents within these 6 hours, he would not write them down, as if it was not done. And if he does not repent, he would register it as it is. So, your record books are accurate. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal, with His mercy and kindness and forgiveness, would forgive lots of those if you repent on time. If you repent in time before the angel registers it. And this book of the fujjar, of the wrongdoers, of the sinners, of the disbelievers, it's in the lowest level of anything. And then Allah Azza wa Jal gives the warning. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Again, the word wail, a word of warning and threatening. Whenever you hear this word, you should be afraid. You should pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that you're not among those who will be addressed with such a word. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Woe that day to those who deny, to those who belie, to those who falsify and say, no, what you're saying is wrong. There isn't anything such as Quran. There isn't anything such as the existence of Allah. There isn't anything such as the Day of Judgment. We belie all of this. We deny all of this. We don't believe in it. If you don't, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling you, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And what is the description of these who deny? Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those who deny the day of recompense. And this is the prominent description of those who deny the day of recompense. Those who belie, those who deny, their title would be rejecting the day of recompense. And this is why people fall into sin. Why do people kill people? Why do people fornicate, consume intoxicants, do evil things? Why do they cheat, lie? Why do they steal and embezzle? All of this because this is the natural thing. If there is no day of judgment, if there is no day of recompense, What prevents me from doing these evil things? There's no good and bad. Who dictates what's good and what's bad? See, this is a big issue. Now, if you go to the disbelieving countries, to the disbelievers who are not Muslims, you will find that they have a great deal of confusion to what's right and what's wrong. And when you do not rely on a divine book or on the religion of Allah or on the law of Allah Azza wa Jal, you'll find out that you change your laws every 5 or 10 years. But the laws from Allah Azza wa Jal never change, because they are from the Creator who knows His servants, who knows His creation. And that is why you find a lot of confusion. Things that were 20 years ago okay, now it's not. And things that were totally prohibited 20 years ago, now it's okay. This shows you the amount of confusion people have, and this is normal. Because if you are away from the straight path, you will never reach your destination. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Those who deny the day of recompense. What prevents them from doing whatever they want? Nothing. The sky is the limit. And that is why it is one of the pillars of belief in Islam. One of the 6 pillars of belief, to believe in the day of judgment. And this is the second pillar. Why is it so important? Because it is the driver that drives people to do good and to refrain from evil. If they don't have this, nothing stops them. There are no boundaries. Why wouldn't I kill or steal or embezzle or bribe or cheat or lie or fornicate or be wasted through intoxicants? What prevents me from doing this? Nothing. But when I believe that there is a day of judgment, there is a day of questioning, in this case, I would refrain from whatever I wanted to do. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.